Yeah, man. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the second week of the superhero training. We are so stoked. We are so stoked. We can feel the energy, can't we? Isn't it so wonderful? Yes, 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 yes. We are loving it. So, here we all are. I'm absolutely pumping with beautiful energy today. I had a wonderful surf this morning. See my little surf t-shirt, surf top there. That's what we do over here. That's me with my surfboard. Just got out the water today. Just an incredible session, such a blessing. Supercharged with the news. Remember, the ocean, the water is the frequency holder, and the light and all the new energies that are coming in that are impacting the earth right now and impacting us all are powering into the water, into the ocean. And so when you go in the ocean, you get the news, you get that osmosis. It communicates to you and comes into your being through a direct experience of transfer. And so I'm vibing with the new of the new today. And of course, all that energy that impacts comes down here in the center of the ring of fire, goes out through the Pacific Ocean instantaneously and hits all the water of the world, because all the water of the world is connected. And so we all get the opportunity to get the news at the same instant. Yes. So I can see that there's lots of stuff been happening in the great drama of life for us all. So let's just take a moment just to get centered and just breathe the living love. And remember, this is following on from last week. The foundation of everything as living life as a superhero is this relationship with the ocean of life, the ocean of love. And it laps against the shores of our soul. And so we have the opportunity to meet it there through our intention, our integrity, our purity, our heart yearning, and our certainty. Remember, the whole thing is founded on faith. In a Sanskrit, they call that niscaya. So we're just going to take three soft, gentle, deep breaths. So you're feeling that, I hope you're feeling that peace. That peace is what it's all about, and it's the subject of this week's taking it deeper, where we're going deeper into the whole experience. And we're going to be going through a template from the Essene Gospel of Peace called the Essene Sevenfold Peace. The Essenes were a tribe, a group of individuals that lived in the times of Jesus and before Jesus and after Jesus. And Jesus allegedly was, his father Joseph was a devout Essene, and so he had access to a lot of those teachings and really helped him activate his superhero powers. And so the Essenes have a sevenfold peace. Now, this subject of peace, and one of the questions that I answered in when I answered all the questions on the survey, but it just came up again, was, you know, why is Ho'oponopono so necessary? Why is it? Why do I have to say sorry? So remember what we're doing as individualized fragments of life, as pieces of God, so to speak, that I've individualized the children. We experience our individuality, but it's within a wholeness, a totality that never can be divided. You can individualize and you can make it smaller, it can give birth to itself, but it's still life. Okay, so there's always this wholeness, there's always this totality. And we as individuals, what happens is, because of our egocentric nature, our conditioning and our overemphasis with body consciousness and materialism, we lose the sense of oneness with the whole. And so the whole game is coming back into that experience of being at one with the totality. There's a beautiful quote that I've got in Sun Pop, and I think it's in Amazing Grace as well, and it's in my latest book, Soul Consciousness, The Love Story. And it's about how the soul is yearning for the highest feeling of love imaginable. And that feeling is union, oneness, with all that is. Okay? So we as individuals, our challenge is to experience that consciously, to discipline ourselves morning and night and as often as in between, where we enter into that experience of oneness. And I'm sorry, when you say I'm sorry for a situation that you have no control over, that you haven't, that you might just have heard of, or that someone is obviously, you know, out of order, doing something disharmonious and inappropriate, something that's going on in another land, we take responsibility for that. We say I'm sorry for that. And what that does is it dissolves our positionality, our judgment. And judgment is the main thing that reinforces separation, or a sense of separation, and prevents us from experiencing oneness with the totality. And so having the understanding of that, that's deep wisdom there, and having the will to do that. Just hang on 1 second. Hey Nathaniel, you are a superhero, mate. Welcome to Noni Land. Your first mission, bro, is to encourage that rooster to go further away from the superhero broadcast that's going on here live right now. All right, mate?
We're just rearranging the chickens so we don't get interrupted by those roosters.
So that's like the ego. The rooster's like the ego. It wants to make a noise all the time. And its noise, exactly, sorry, dissolves our judgment. And forgiveness is the solvent that dissolves the glue that keeps us stuck in judgment and positionality, where I'm right, they're wrong. We judge what appears to be. But what appears to be is forming because of various, diverse, and innumerable causal forces that are creating the appearance, okay? And those causal forces, we don't know what's going on there. But the wonderful thing about it is, this is what the Essenes teach us, is that the whole of life, God's plan for creation for us all, the divine plan that is unfolding, and that doesn't mean that God has scripted this drama that's going on with all this nonsense and evil and tyrannical politicians and victims running around that are completely disassociated from their divine power and everything that's going on disharmoniously in the world. It doesn't mean that anything has scripted that. But what it means is that the plan that underlines it all, because it is the nature of life, is love. And so the story, the ending of the story, and the ending of every all cycles is the love story. And so what the Essenes say is that we are here to demonstrate levels of compassion and self-mastery and witness each other doing that. And so the compassion, the core of compassion, is forgiveness.
And so when we move into the, when we use ho'oponopono, what we are doing is we are practicing that attitude of forgiveness. We're moving, we're establishing a foundation of compassion. And that is the superhero's way of being. There is no other way. And there is no peace without the love. And compassion is the highest frequency of love. There's no peace without the love. And there's no love without the peace. And so we need to approach these seven, this sevenfold peace. And we're going to look at different aspects of our lives that are relevant. that are relevant to every facet of our existence. We're going to approach each facet, each of the seven, and we're going to look at those individually. All right? So what I think, I'm sorry silently if I were to meet you, Nick, who is so happy and aware. Absolutely. Because it's not for me, it's for you. I'm constantly practicing ho'oponopono because what I want is the optimal experience in any moment. And we're talking about bringing the grace in. We're talking about supernatural, superhuman experiences, divine experiences, sharing those, you know. So it's not just about being happy in a human way. It's about experiencing something in a supernatural way, in a divine way, in a way that transcends the normal boundaries of of creation and the laws of nature that govern the material world and the laws of karma. We're talking about miracle consciousness, existing in states of being that transcend the normal waking state and the normal human experience infinitely. And our experience of that is an eternal experience, okay? So you practicing ho'oponopono and practicing forgiveness and existing in that state of compassion and unconditional love dissolves the solvent that keeps us stuck in perspectives and attitudes and shrunken awareness that keeps us bound to an ordinary experience. And so the superhero practices the attitude which creates an internal alchemy which allows you to free up and the holy flow, the divine flow, to flow through you, the stream of life that is flowing in your higher self but wants to come through and flood your lower self in the material world. And that is the experience of the evolution of consciousness and the magic and wonder and miracles arriving in your daily life, showing up in your personality, as qualities of being, qualities of your personality, patience, compassion, love, tenderness, peacefulness, you know, all the wonderful qualities of advanced human being. So that the things that made you angry before, the triggers that made you angry before, all that stuff, they just don't exist. The emotional ups and downs, all that stuff that you're into, it just doesn't exist anymore. It dissolves as if by magic because you've offered yourself to the spirit of life, the nature of life, the love of life, the peace of life, which is a real holy presence. And you've allowed that presence. You've allowed yourself, you've offered yourself in that sacred way where that presence washes over you and cleanses and purifies you. And this all goes on in your inner sanctum. It goes on in your heart of hearts. It goes in the depths of your inner being, in silence, in stillness. And that's why first thing in the morning and last thing at night is so beautiful, that time to get into it. And just offer yourself in to the grace that's lapping against the soul with so much beauty. Yeah. Okay. So all said there, that's a nice little introduction. So let's just have a moment now. We're just going to take the breaths again in the silence. If you're having any difficulty getting the picture and stuff, just reboot your whole computer. Just start again. just reboot your computer, and just reconnect the whole thing, all right? And you'll be on, no problems at all. So let's just take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths, just looking up within, and just offer your heart, just offer your heart in tenderness. Just use the beauty of your own tenderness. Just offer your heart with sensitivity, with integrity, with certainty, as you're looking up within, and just smile within, because what you're communing with is the most amazing power in creation. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. So this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience, and you know you're you're getting the juice because you feel the peace. It's the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Okay, and that word God, you can interchange that with life, the essence of life, the spirit of life, the nature of life, the Tao, the Force, Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, the unified field, the zero point. And you can keep going with the labels forever and ever and ever, for the labels are irrelevant. The relationship is essential, okay? So it's all about that inner relationship with the one, with the whole one, the oneness that hasn't been disturbed by the human hallucination. It hasn't been disturbed by that because it doesn't exist in our reality. It provides the raw materials for our reality. It allows our reality, but it doesn't share our reality. It's an amazing thing. It's to do with frequency and wavelength. It's not on the same frequency. It's on a different frequency. It's on the love frequency and the divine peace frequency, which we experience more and more and more. And the more we offer ourselves, the more we express our nature, that in the same way as the nature of life is already set at and eternally is set at, that means being loving and peaceful. It's a beautiful, 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 amazing experience. So, peace is the great subject of this week's broadcast. And I'm going to read something now that comes from the Sevenfold Peace. The ancient Essenes knew that the experience of peace is a personal one. If we ever hope to have a collective experience of peace, we must first as individuals heal that which hinders our experience of peace. Okay, you understand that? We must first as individuals heal that which hinders our experience of peace. And like I said, the Essenes had seven strategies to do this. They had seven ways of approaching this, and the first one is peace with the body. Now we're going to be going into the body in great detail next week, but basically the Essenes recognized the body as a divine product created by spiritual laws, and knew that in the body are manifested all the laws of life and the cosmos. They knew that within the body are manifested all the laws of life and the cosmos. That means within your body, within every single cell, is the natural vibrations of the essence of life, of the spirit of life. And so your whole mission, because most of you, 99.999% recurring, is already that which the other tiny fragment of you is seeking to experience. It already is. It already was. It always will be. So our mission is to unwind and to accept that, to really truly accept that. When these realizations first came upon me, when I understood these things were true, 20 years ago or something, when I was living in the woods in France, I used to say to myself over and over and over, this is really, really happening.
this is really, really happening. This is true. This is really, really happening. And I had to convince myself over and over and over. The part of me that was in shock, that couldn't believe it, because the contrast of the mindset that I was in to the awareness that I'd opened to almost overnight was so phenomenally different. And when I was oscillating back into the body conscious ego personality way of being, it was so much to deal with. And so I realized that, wow, this is true, and the only thing I have to do is remember to get into that experience, to offer myself to that experience. So in order to remind myself, I used to carry a rock around with me about this big, a big heavy rock. I got one in the back there. I'll try to remember bring it next week, because it's exactly the same size. And I used to walk around with this rock, and it weighed about 15 pounds or something. It was a heavy thing. And people, everywhere, I used to take it everywhere. I used to walk into town, go shopping with it, carry bags of groceries with this rock as well. Just take the rock everywhere. And people used to ask me, what are you doing with this stone? What do you got that thing for? What are you always humping that around for? And I used to simply say, it's to remind me of the most important thing in life. That's a true story. So within the context of the physical body, if you're after health and wellness, and this is, I'm writing another book at the moment with David Wolf called The Biology of Peace, and we're going to make that manuscript available in its current form next week or the week after for you. So you're going to have something that is absolutely wonderful, totally leading edge in terms of how consciousness and the physiology interface through the cellular structure and what that means to your health. And so the Essenes understood that there's something so vital, so alive within the cellular structure, within the physical body, which they called the laws of life and the cosmos. But we could call the spirit of life, the nature of life, life itself in its pure, unadulterated, essential form, which is our potential as human beings. That exists in your biology and in your cellular structure. And so that exists in two forms. It exists as light, which provides the light in your cells. That's what makes them glow. That's what gives them aliveness. And the more you orient yourself, like we were doing last week and with those meditations and like we've just done, to that divine wellspring, the ocean of love within you, the ocean of light within you, the more you consciously turn and face that place, which means going in and up in love, with a big smile in your heart, saying yes, 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 with certainty, with total conviction and faith that it's real, okay? Love times faith equals grace, remember? When you go in there, what happens is you bring light, you illuminate your cellular structure, and you become illuminated, and your whole body becomes illuminated. That means on a higher level of health. And the more light you get in you, eventually you become spiritualized like Jesus was. That's what the Shroud of Turin is. His impression, he became so spiritualized that his impression was burnt into the shroud that was covering his body. That's what it is, the Shroud of Turin. And so as we become more light-filled and more alive, we emanate this spiritual light, okay? And in order for that to occur, we have to go in and commune with that light. And we do it in love. So the love, feelings of love that permeate the cellular structure and the spiritual light, the life force, the light that's in the cellular structure brings the cellular structure onto super high levels of health. And then the only other thing we have to do is support that with appropriate nutritional strategies that are appropriate for you based on what you've been doing as an individual for the past months and years of your life. Very, very simple. And we're going to get into that in great detail next week, okay? But the Essenes had the foundation that peace with the body was the foundation of their movement forward, okay? So that's the first thing, peace with the body. They learned that the healthful foods, herbs, breathing techniques, and etc. that were needed to have a vital physical body. That's what they learned. And we're going to be going through that stuff next week, and I think the week after as well. If we need to take 3 weeks to do it, we'll do it. Because I want to download this information for you. We told you right at the beginning, we said it's 7 weeks, but it might be 8 weeks, it might be 9 weeks, it might be 12 weeks. It doesn't matter. What does matter is you get the download and you're really clear about it. This communion nurtures the power of love and acceptance of our physical expression. It is through our spiritual relationship with our bodies that the ability to heal is mastered. It is through our spiritual relationship with our bodies that the ability to heal is mastered. I wonder how many of us have not liked our physical bodies, have not accepted our physical bodies. Oh, I wish I was a little bit taller or a little bit shorter. I wish I was a little bit bigger. My breasts were a little bit bigger, or my eyes were blue, or my muscles were a little bit bigger, or I didn't have this, or I didn't have that, or I wish I had this, or I wish I had that. I wonder how many of us have spent time judging and criticizing ourselves, and maybe still do. So what the scenes are saying is that you need to come into peace with your body. You need to accept it and be loving towards it and nurture it. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vehicle. No matter what shape it is, it's everybody's body is different. Everyone's body is different. Excuse me a sec. Hey, Jay, darling, can you just ask them just to keep the volume down a little bit? Because there's a broadcast going on here and we can hear every single thing, everything. Thanks, bro. So I'm just restoring a little bit so I don't have to compete with the beloveds in the place. So this communion nurtures the power of love and acceptance of our physical expression. So what we're going to be doing next week in great detail is going to nurture our power of love and acceptance of our physical expression. Because if we don't love ourselves, if we don't accept ourselves unconditionally, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, there's no starting place, there's no foundation for movement forward as the real deal in life. You cannot possibly profess to love someone else unless you love yourself. That's the foundation, okay? And it begins with accepting yourself physically and nurturing yourself physically and loving yourself physically, okay? So like I say, we're going to go into that with great detail next week. So let's just have a little breathe on that. Let's just take three beautiful, soft, gentle, deep breaths and just offer our hearts and souls in gratitude and appreciation to the holy presence, to the whole presence, to the love of life, the love of God. And just remember, it's all about surrendering. Just remember, it's all about surrendering. All about surrendering. Surrendering and unwinding. Surrendering and unwinding. See how simple it is? It's so simple. It's so, so simple. It's so beautiful. Profoundly simple, profoundly beautiful. Just letting go. So remember, we're demonstrating self-mastery and compassion within the presence, with the present, in the presence of each other. That's what the divine plan is. The details of life, how we choose the story, how we choose the movie to unfold, the characters in the drama and what they do to each other in order to bring us to this place of the demonstration of the highest feeling of love imaginable, that's up to us. And so we've all chosen this life that we're experiencing now, this economic collapse, these political, tyrannical maniacs, the warmongers, the industrialists, the heartless monsters, the do-gooders, the selfless servants, the hospice workers, the angels of light are in the world. But a lot of those individuals don't like themselves. They don't love themselves. And so the negativity in the world has to show up. It has to manifest. This whole political situation where we've got these maniacs running the show and running amok, committing all kinds of atrocities and evil 24/7, absolutely, totally, 100% invested in genocide. The reason why they are is because there's a critical mass of us, way more than the critical mass, but there's a critical mass of us in the collective human consciousness that has a tyrannic political aspect in their own psyche, that is judging themselves, that is assassinating themselves, that isn't allowing their spirit of life to flow through them, isn't following the guidance of their inner child, all that stuff. You know, we're doing it to ourselves, so it shows up on the outside. The reason children are starving in the world and dying of disease is because our soul is starving and dying of disease. And so these protocols of ho'oponopono, going into the ocean of love, taking that love and ministering that love to yourself and others and everyone and everything, very, very, very practical steps to ameliorate your life and the life of every other single being in creation. Okay. So the next facet of the sevenfold peace is peace with the mind. And it says that the quintessential communion for sevenfold peace is through thought. How many of us minds are going all the time, even while we're asleep, dreaming and imagination and agitation, and then we wake up in the morning and we might have a little peace for a while, and then we start thinking about the day and it's off again. Thought is considered to be a superior force, far greater than either feeling or action. This is the Essene perspective, because it is the creator of both. It is important to understand the power of the mind as a tool of manifestation. It is what empowers us to be co-creators with God. It is through the use of the mind that we direct the flow of energy, through the choices we make about our thoughts. So important how we orient our thinking experiences. Energy follows thought. You ever heard of that before? Anyone that's read Amazing Grace has heard that plenty of times. Energy flows where attention goes. You think about something, you energize that something. Last night I was doing some research on some of the new radical diseases that are appearing in the world and are reaching pandemic and epidemic proportions already. And I was figuring out ways of strategies to antidotes for those situations. And I was looking at some at case files that were just astonishing. And I was really trying not to absorb too much of the information, but at the same time understand what was going on. This morning, when I after meditation, or even during meditation this morning early, the intrusion of those thought forms into my psyche, into my conscience, was really, I had to be very disciplined and use my willpower not to think about that stuff. So the thoughts, what we think about, form like a mold, and then the creative force of life flows into that mold. You understand how that works? And our psyches, our souls, the subconscious and the unconscious part of our minds, are like the liquid part of that mold. They're the living waters. And all the vibrations of thought, our imagination, form and exist. And they don't go away. They actually grow in there. They grow in the collective consciousness. They grow in the ethers. And so thought forms exist within your psyche and outside of your physical body, in the atmosphere, in the ethers. They do. And when we think specific thoughts of a specific frequency, then we tune into the thought form that's around. It's like a radio station. If I had a little transistor radio here, I could probably get 300 different radio stations on it. And they're all available here in this space where this little radio is, but all I have to do is just change the dial to get onto a different frequency or a different wavelength, and I get a different sound, a different station, a different song, a different broadcast. And it's infinite with our thoughts. So the mind is a sending and receiving station of thought, and we need to get hold of the controls. I say this over and over and over, that the superhero is a master of his own inner mixing deck, or her own mixing deck. Inner mixing deck. It's like that mixing deck in the sound studio where there's lots of sliders and buttons and stuff to blend the sound and merge the sound and mix the sound. Well, we have an internal mixing deck, and it only has two controls on it. It's called awareness and attitude. Awareness and attitude. Anyone that's followed my work for some time, knows that that's a foundation, and I go on a lot about awareness and attitude. So what am I aware of? Am I aware of my eternal nature? Am I aware of my infinite nature? Am I aware that the peace of God exists within my psyche, within the consciousness of life? And I can connect with that any time I choose, okay? So, in order for that to occur, I need to shift my state. I need to change the dial on my radio. I need to make a movement of those sliders on that mixing desk. And so, if I'm stuck thinking about something that doesn't serve me, if I'm stuck basically thinking about churning, it's called churning. If I'm churning anything of a lower frequency than divine considerations and the highest frequency philosophy and the deepest heartfelt understanding of life, if I'm churning anything other than thoughts of love and compassion and beauty, then I'm doing myself a disservice. I'm wounding myself deeply. I'm brutalizing my soul again, because the soul is after the highest feeling of love imaginable. That's all it's here for. It's not here for anything else at all. Everything else is the ego's trip. That's why 99.999% of who we are already is what we're looking for. But we are obsessed with materialism, physicality, identity, personality, and walking around, you know, puffed up with that and maintaining these myopic perspectives of awareness and these dysfunctional attitudes. But what we're coming into as superheroes is, oh, an understanding of, wow, there's more to life than it appears to be, and I actually have everything that I'm looking for inside of me, and all the power is here to support me. And we're talking about the power of God. We're talking about the Almighty presence. We're talking about the whole, the totality that's created every particle of creation, every being in existence that's responsible for the vast distances of space and time, the wonder of it all, the unimaginable, unknowable, incomprehensible power. We're talking about that power is here to help you, and it's there right now. And all you have to do is just take a little in. Allow it to flow into you and then integrate it. And we integrate it by expressing our through our thoughts and words and actions. So if we're thinking anything that isn't in harmony with that, then we're not developing peace in the mind. And we're not getting control of our thoughts. So we need to get control of our thoughts, and we need to practice that. And that is a daily experience as a discipline, morning and night, and as often as you can in between, and as a lifestyle, as a way of being, awareness, where you become aware, okay, I'm thinking these thoughts now, I don't want to think these thoughts now, I want to think other thoughts right now. I'm thinking thoughts of fear and anxiety, but now I want to think about flowers, and I'm just going to think about flowers. Let's just all think about flowers. Just close your eyes. Look up within, just smile from your heart, and just imagine loads and loads and loads and loads, fields and fields and fields of flowers, of beautiful flowers. And just imagine rivers of flowers gushing out of your heart into the world right now. And tell me how good that makes you feel. Flowers. Flowers.
You see, that brings peace with the mind. It's easy if you know how. And all you have to do is remember to practice, 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 practice. The more you practice, the easier it is to make the choice to do what you want to do and feel how you want to feel and come into harmony with the power of life. And when you come into harmony with the life, you get lifted up, carried forth. And it's so, 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 so beautiful. So beautiful. That's living in natural magic. That's living in grace, okay? So don't make it difficult. Keep it easy. So remember, they said they thought, the Essenes thought that the mind was far greater than either feeling or action, because it is the creator of both. It is important to understand the power of the mind as a tool of manifestation, because energy follows thought. It is what empowers us to be co-creators with God. So what we're really talking about when we're becoming one with life, with the essence of life, with the nature of life, with the spirit of life, is bringing our mind into tune, one with God's mind. And this is what the Holy Spirit is. It's the whole spirit. That means there's an energy field, there's a frequency in life, a wavelength in life that's always there, ever present everywhere, that links our consciousness in its sort of agitated, neurotic, schizophrenic state with the pure mind of God, the consciousness in life that's pure, perfect, and isn't existing in any state of confusion or sense of false sense of identity, mistaken identity. You get me? So we make a conscious choice to open ourselves to the whole spirit, the Holy Spirit. You see, it's a very personal. Life is personal and impersonal. It loves us unconditionally, but it doesn't care whether our physical bodies get run over by a car or annihilated in the Holocaust, or have depleted uranium dropped on it, or ascend in glory. It doesn't have that kind of emotional attachment to physical form. It's an energetic love. It's an unconditional love with a divine wisdom based on an eternal perspective and a realizing and an understanding that you and I, in our essence, are eternal, infinite beings. And nothing can hurt us. Nothing can touch us. Nothing at all. We're immortal, invincible. We always were. We always will be. And that acceptance of that is happens in the peace and in the stillness with a conscious act of surrender by the individual, okay? And then the individual who is not immortal and not invincible yet, but has the chance of becoming so, because you can spiritualize your physical form. And that's where we're going into in the advanced experiences of what we're going to be sharing together this year, next year, the year after, and the year after that. So get ready for the wildest, most amazing ride of your life. And it begins with the foundation, locking in the foundation, relationship to source, loving relationship with source, peace with the body, peace with the mind. So let's just have a few breaths on that. You don't have to think about these things. You can just surrender in your heart. Bring your consciousness into your heart and just give thanks for what's being shared. Do that with certainty, with nischay, with confidence, with knowingness, intuitive conviction, faith. And do it with so much love, so much love, so much love. Good stuff. So the next segment is peace with the family. The Essenes were very big on peace with the family. So what they're saying is that this communion is a reflection of our love towards one another. It governs our relationships with those who are in our close environment and our spiritual families. Doesn't necessarily mean just our blood family, which we very often have a difficult relationship with. It means our spiritual families,
Remember Jesus' teachings about how your brothers and sisters are the ones that do the will of God. So you, as a superhero who's walking the path of righteousness, right useness of your will and your thoughts and words and actions, your brothers and sisters are doing the same thing. So your spiritual family coming into peace with that. Through this communion, we learn how our families are mirrors in learning more about ourselves and our feeling bodies. How easily are we hurt by our mothers and fathers? How easily are we hurt? Remember when we were children, and many of us still carry those wounds because Daddy said something horrible to me when I was 7 years old or didn't give me the encouragement that I needed to play the flute. I never played the flute again. You know, those kind of things. Well, we want to blow all that off. Superheroes blow all that away. We forgive and release, forget, let go of the story. Dissolve the attachment to the story and get practicing the flute and vision ourselves playing the flute and give thanks for that, if that's what we want to do. And we have the skills to action those desires. Remember, there's a couple of, you know, it's all very well wanting to change your life and dreaming about being a different person and all the rest of it. But do you actually have the skills to pull it off? Do you actually have the ability to pull it off? You know? And that's what we give you, the practical tools to do that. And that's very much within the way you orient your consciousness and how good you are at letting go of your story and what tools you're doing for that. And ho'oponopono, forgiveness, is the core of that. And in terms of manifestation, in terms of being able to create the things that you want in the world, then the Success Ultra Now Personal Optimization Program, otherwise known as SunPop, that's all over the website, details, and you can listen to half the program, half the audio file. It's a guided meditation that we do for 21 days, if you didn't know already. It takes you deep into your psyche, where you can dissolve the recordings in your subconscious and your unconscious, specifically that you are that are holding you back, you know, from playing the flute, from singing your song, from being the person that you are born to be. Yeah, so it's a good deal. SunPop, we love SunPop. So peace with the family. The Essenes knew that the feeling body is a most powerful instrument for the production of good health, vitality, and happiness. Peace with the family is about releasing that which manifests as inharmony in the feeling body, as disharmony within the feeling body. Okay? So we get the picture, yeah? The feeling body is a very important in the health, vitality, and happiness equation. Growing up with our material family, in the discordance that occurred in our families and in our cultures, through our education, you know, and our extended families, our spiritual families, all of these things, our tribe. What happens is that we, if we interface in disharmonious ways, i.e., any other way besides unconditional love, which of course we all have for a long time, and you know, many of us continue to do. And it creates disharmony, which we record in our feeling body, in our soul, in the subconscious, in the unconscious. We carry these recordings with us. And many of us have a big storehouse, which doesn't go away. It keeps growing within. It's alive. It has its life. And this is what archetypes are. It fills certain energetic molds and drive certain behaviors and attitudes and awarenesses that we can classify archetypically, and we can say, okay, that's a wounded child, that's a victim, that's a prostitute, and that's a saboteur. This is a sabotaging element. This is a victim that feels sorry for itself and powerless and impotent in life. This is a wounded child that is hurt in these hurting. And this is a prostitute who's given its power away to people, places, and things outside of itself. And that's all the foundation, that archetypal construct there is all the ego, okay? So the ego is like a pattern. That is a calcification. My good brother Dave Wolf is always banging on about the micro bacteria, the nanobacteria that create calcification throughout the whole body. Now, there's a calcification on the soul that we call ego. It's a shell, and it's mainly a shell around your heart. And that shell is your creation. You've inherited that through your conditioning and through the way you've reinforced it over and over and over and over with your dysfunctional attitudes, okay? And these, this calcification can be dissolved through forgiveness, which has a frequency, a 5-8 frequency of love. And remember, all these bacterias are dissolved, and viruses and pathogens, everything's dissolved through frequency. That's why Jesus can heal, because he was divine love incarnate. Let's just get one little thing clear here. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, that wasn't Jesus the man talking about himself. That was the Spirit of life talking through a man who'd surrendered, who was so transparent, so at one with life, that he was just communicating the truth of life through a physical body, through verbally. So I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. It means that we can't get to the wholeness of who we are, the nature of life, the Spirit of life, the Father, Mother, essence of life. We can't truly become one with that and experience that as a spiritualized individual being without going through Christ consciousness, which means becoming one with it through the archetype of that story, of Jesus's story. Jesus is an archetype. There's plenty of evidence to show that Jesus didn't walk the face of the earth, and there's mountains of evidence to show that he did. Who can say? It doesn't matter. Remember, dissolve positionality. You don't have to get involved in the argument. What you have to do, if you're interested in becoming a superhero, is celebrate in your heart the hidden teaching that the story is communicating. And that story is one of ascension through service and a demonstration of you can do anything you want to my physical body. You can brutalize it, you can nail it up, you can whip it, you can do anything you want, you can mutilate it, but you are not going to stop me coming through. It doesn't matter, because I'm immortal and invincible. Got me? Isn't that the best news ever? Should we have a little moment and I'll sing you a song? You want to have a little moment in the breath and I'll sing you a song? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Okay. So this position, right, commonly known as prayer position, it isn't the property of organized religion, all right? It's not the property of organized religion. What it is there's two light photon sensors here in the palms of your hand. That's why when you're sun gazing, use your hands like that to absorb the light through the palms of your hands. It comes in here and here and here and here, okay? So you take light through these photon receptors, all right? Now, when you put them together like this and you place them in front of your heart, what's happening? That light is going down here. That light is going down here. There's a tremendous circuit created, yeah? It's like a mudra, you know, people sitting in meditation like this. This is far more powerful. This one, like that, yeah? That's the power one. So hands in your heart, smiling, looking up within, and I'll sing you a song. There was a man who came before me. The rumors go, man wore no shoes, walked on the sea. And I don't know whether to believe them. Story's been told by the man who grew up with not much possessions. Well, at least he walked on the sea. He walked on the water. Maybe he had a pure soul. His heart wasn't heavy, he didn't carry no load. The light was shining through his eyes, children, yeah.
children of the sea. Are you gonna lead us away to the sunny way? The sun's out, the sun's warm in my soul. 'Cause the man said yeah, the man said yeah.
So, Jesus was a great healer, yeah? There's another great healer in the world, and his name's Howard Wills, howardwills.com. I hope you're familiar with that website, the power of prayer there. And Howard is able to remove disease situations from people, even really old people that have been, like, I witnessed this the other night, last Thursday night, one of the most beautiful nights of my life. I was with Howard at a gathering, and there must have been like about, not many, maybe 25, 30 people there. And a lot of people had physical problems. Howard and Mirabai Devi, one of his students, and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady. And we were there, and it was just such a beautiful gathering, so much peace, so much divine love and grace present. And there was an old lady there, about 85 years old, racked with pain from head to toe, very, very stiff in her movements, and her whole face was all wrinkled and just showed all the signs of toil and want, you know, a lot of pain and suffering written all over her face. And she was there for the whole gathering, and Howard was doing a whole bunch of stuff, and people were receiving healings all over the place. There was a lot of little mini miracles going on. I was feeling just so, 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 so good, so blessed, so much grace. And right, pretty much towards the end of the thing, she was like standing up, you know, she was in so much pain, she was leaning on the side of the thing, and Howard got her up there. And within about 10 minutes or something, he brought in so much grace into her experience that all the pain had gone in her body. And he asked her to get up, walk around, and she walked around, but she was still walking around very stiffly. And it was very obvious to us, you know, that her body was tense and she was, you know, kind of frightened about accepting this as a reality. And he brought her back down again. He says, okay, I'm going to put some love in there now, because that's going to melt everything and let you move around in a more beautiful way. So he got her sat down again and just worked a bit of magic. And lo and behold, she got up and walked around, and she looked like she was 20, 30 years old. She was so fluid, so graceful, just like bopping around. This is it. So I saw that on Thursday night. Point is, Howard Wills, his prayers are all about peacemaking with the family through the ancestral lineage. So when you make peace with your family, you ask God's help, the spirit of life, the wholeness, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, You know, we've been through that one. You can call it anything you want, but it's the balm. So you bring that in, and you ask that to give you the power to forgive and release these hurts and wrongs, the vibrations of the hurts and wrongs that you've caused others knowingly and unknowingly throughout your life, and others have caused you knowingly and unknowingly throughout your life, in fact throughout all space and time. And you go back through the family lineage and you ask for forgiveness all the way through the ancestral lineage. And Howard's prayers, you can go to our website successultranow.com and just find the power of prayer, or go to howardwills.com and you'll get it, and you'll get some prayer power there. And that is just such a remarkable technology. And it drives home this message that peace with the family is absolutely essential to
to us rising as superheroes in the world. And remember, we're going up. If you're looking at the news and you're studying the economic forecasts and the forecasts of what's going to happen in terms of civil unrest, and you can see, okay, the government's getting ready for this, they're arming the police with all kinds of radical weapons, the military's coming in with their anti-riot gear and all of that stuff, they're expecting, you know, a total meltdown of society in, you know, Western culture, America, England, other places, many other places as well, all through Europe, everywhere. And they're doing it on purpose, because they're playing their part in the divine plan. Remember that. And remember, God didn't author that. God's not the author of confusion and chaos and evil. That's nothing to do with the spirit of life. We've taken, ego has taken the spirit of life, the power to create, and created this incredible drama that has to have an amazing ending. And it has, the equation has to equal love, compassion, divine love, unconditional love, amazing grace. So it's just the best ride ever. But we need to rise in this story, not go down into the pit of darkness and despair as victims, sabotaging ourselves, prostituting ourselves, giving our powers away, wounded and hurt. We need to heal all that. And the technology is here and now to do that. One of the fundamentals of that is creating peace with the family. Peace with the family. Peace with the family is about releasing that which manifests as disharmony in the feeling body. So practice those prayers of Howard Wills. Use them in conjunction with Sun Pop. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Ho'o po'ono po'ono all the time. When you're with the people that you love, your material, your physical family, or your extended family, your spiritual family, people you know, people you don't know, because we're all the same family. We're all brothers and sisters. Every single soul in creation, we're all bits of the same thing. So we're all family. So ho'o po'ono po'ono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Freeze me from the drama and I can go up, up and away. And superheroes love to go up, up and away, don't they? So let's just take another breath there. Have three beautiful breaths before we move on to the next of the sevenfold peace. Just reaching out into the beauty with your own tenderness. Your tenderness, your woundedness, your sensitivity, the pain that you've experienced, the way you've stabbed yourself in your heart with your own self-judgment and self-criticism, the way life's wounded you through the hands of people. It's all for generating sensitivity so that you can love truly. So beautiful. Yay! So the next step is peace with humanity. A powerful step in the path of the sevenfold peace. This communion refers to harmony between groups of people. The Essenes teach that each of us travels a unique path in serving human evolution. And it is only when we pursue our own unique contributions that joy and peace will reign in our societies. You get that? It's only when we pursue our own unique contributions that joy and peace will reign in our societies. Isn't that beautiful? So you have a unique contribution to give life. You must gift life with the gift of yourself. And in order to do that, you need to birth yourself. That means surrendering to the ocean of love and letting it to flow through you in the most unique way, so that you become empty like a flute is empty, and let that breath of life flow through you and play your unique song, because every flute is different, has its own beautiful unique tune, and you have a unique offering to give the world. I can't give what you can give. You can't give what I can give. None of us can gift anything other than who we are, but we can pretend to be who we are not. And we can hallucinate and imagine for as long as we like, for eternity. And that's what hell is. An eternal suffering. Because we are not in tune
with who we truly are. We haven't surrendered to the only thing that knows, the great ocean of love from whence we came. Yum, 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 yum. So surrender to that love and practice ho'oponopono, do sampop, and all these levels of peace, have the discipline to do that, to attend to those specifically. And peace with humanity means harmony between groups of people. So if you're traveling, moving around in your community, in your nation, in the world, you bring the gift of yourself there and you do what needs to be done to create harmony. Number one, ho'opo'ono po'ono. Everywhere you go, everyone you meet. Magic, 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 magic. And then just be yourself. It's as simple as that. And you get peace with humanity. Guaranteed. I've been traveling for 25 years, traveling all over the world, going to all kinds of different places. Sometimes didn't speak the language, sometimes didn't have any money, rocked up to places, just doing my best to be myself and singing my song, my own unique song, and looking to have a deeper experience in life, you know. And my life has been a magical carpet ride with a few bumps along the way when I've fallen off the carpet, you know. But now I don't, touch wood, fall off the carpet too much because I practice. Okay. So the next one, peace with the wisdom of the ancients. By the way, talking about peace with the wisdom of the ancients, our immortal brother Michael is now in India. That's why he's not sitting here next to me. He's gone to India and he's going to be there for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So he's gone over there to do a lot of meditation and he's going to be doing audio files and hopefully sending his love and blessings to you guys. Hopefully we can get some webcasts set up as well. I'm not sure if he has a camera on his computer, but we'll try and get that locked in. But definitely audio files so you can get the blessings from our beloved brother Michael coming all the way from India. So peace with the wisdom of the ancients. The wisdom of the ancients. In this communion, we utilize the masterpieces of wisdom from all ages. The Essenes believe there were 3 pathways to discovering truth. Okay. Through intuition. That's the path followed by mystics and prophets. Intuition. That means you listen to that silent inner voice, the still small voice. And we are developing qualities as superheroes to do that, so we can follow our intuition, so we're guided by our inner guidance, by the Holy Spirit, by the voice of God, by the power of our higher selves. We're guided by that, and that we follow that path. That's the path of intuition, and that's one of the ways the Essenes believed there were one of the 3 ways to discovering truth. Through intuition, commonly followed by the mystics and prophets. So if you feel like a mystic with prophetic abilities, keep listening to that intuition. Nurture your relationship with your intuition. It's the still small voice within. It's a beautiful thing. And then the next way is through nature, which is the way of the scientist. So we discover truth through nature. So it doesn't necessarily mean the material physical scientist. It means the scientifically minded, the ones that want to explore and investigate like that. That's the way of the scientist. Going through nature is that way. And of course, that means our inner nature, discovering the vistas of our inner nature as much as it does Mother Nature. And then the third way of discovering truth was through the pathway of culture, which is what this piece refers to, the wisdom of the ancients. The pathway of culture means exposure to the great masterpieces of literature and the arts. This communion opens the door to our spiritual ancestors and their spiritual truths. Essenes consider it the duty of all to learn from cultural masterpieces, commune with the ancients, and pass teachings down to the next generation as a way of contributing to the evolution of humankind. Cultural masterpieces and commune with the ancients and pass teachings down to the next generation as a way of contributing to the evolution of humankind. So one of the ways this is being illustrated in the world at the moment is through the understanding of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls found in the caves of Qumran. I would highly recommend you check out this information coming through the desk of Dr. Frank E. Strangers. Like Dr. Strange with an S on the end. Dr. Frank E. Strangers. And check out his stuff on the mysteries of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Phenomenal, amazing, wonderful, beautiful information. One of the ways of coming into peace with the ancient wisdom of the ancients, of the cultures that precede us. Great masterpieces of literature and the arts, yeah? Study that stuff if you're called and drawn, if that's a place that you like to go. But understand that antiquity has a lens on reality that we don't have in this modern time, where there's so much distraction and technology and so much arrogance of the material way of being, the ego's arrogance that thinks it's got all the answers, it knows all the stuff, you know, the arrogance of modern science, the arrogance of the way the machine, the industrial machine that we're all in one way coming out of being slaves and robots to the way that presents history and its version of reality. Question that, and delve a little deeper. And the internet is the perfect place to do it. And our website is loaded with stuff. Michael Tsarion is a great investigator of antiquity. So enough said on that one. It's all pretty straightforward. So the last two piece. Should we just have a moment? Should we just have a little moment there in the beauty? Let's just have a moment in the beauty. Isn't that beautiful? Just dropping in. It's so important. Just keep dropping in, dropping in, dropping in, dropping in, dropping in. Just keep dropping in all the time. It's so important. All the time, every day. Because all of this stimulation creates waves and vibrations in the psyche. And it's all good stuff. We need to integrate it. And we integrate anything instantaneously if we come into that stillness. Yeah? That's the way to do it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Enjoying the show so far? Yeah, me too. So now the last two, peace with the earthly mother and peace with the heavenly father. Peace with the earthly mother. This communion nurtures how we live in harmony with the earth and the physical domain. It is coming to terms with the knowledge that our health and wealth is dependent on how we interact with the physical planet. Our health and wealth is dependent on how we interact with the physical planet. As we develop a loving relationship with the earth, the planet nurtures our own spiritual beings. Yeah? Simple. So peace with the earthly mother means getting into the garden. Getting into the garden, getting onto the land, growing things, being in nature, nurturing your relationship in nature. Your health and your wealth is dependent on how we interact with the physical planet. The physical planet, the Mother Earth. I don't really feel like I need to have to go into too much more detail about that. It's pretty obvious, huh? David Wolfe is showcasing information at the moment that just shows what damage, you know, just wearing shoes and never touching the earth with your bare feet does. It disconnects us vibrationally. Our electromagnetic energy fields just get into a, you know, a real discordant pattern and flow. Or they don't flow because we are not touching the earth in our bare feet. You know, being in nature, spending time in nature, yeah? Quality time, touching the beauty, seeing the beauty, you know? And that the degrees of sensitivity that you have there, it just might like be a walk around and looking at the colors and breathing the air and just appreciating that. It might be having an appreciation of the David kingdom, of the fairy realms, of the invisible realms. You know, the Elven kingdom, you know, seeing the unicorns, some good friends of mine took a photograph of a unicorn just up the road here a little while ago. I've spent time with the unicorns in my life, hours and hours and hours of time, you know. These things are real. There's, how does Shakespeare say it? When he's talking to Horatio about the, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than I dreamt of in all your philosophies. Remember that line from Hamlet? There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than I dreamt of in all your philosophies. Life is an unlimited, infinite, never-ending, never-ending journey through imagination and creation. Life is constantly creating artistically, constantly, you know, it never ends. I mean, we just got to look around at our reality, you know, it's just incredible. Everything is just so amazing. The insects, the animals, the birds, the flowers, you know, have a look. It's just like, whoa, the fishes. Everything is just like never ending. It never ends, the wonder of it. It's just whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, how much more out there do you think there is? You know? It never ends. And remember, vibrational frequencies, like attracts like. If we've got ourselves attached to a materialistic, competitive, destructive society where we're all running around like maniacs, so busy, 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 you know, doing all this stuff and wounding the Mother Earth all the time, you know, then why should the wonder of nature, the magic of nature, the invisible kingdoms dance with us? Why should the most sensitive beings in creation want to commune with, you know, insensitive, bull-headed, egotistical, carnivorous maniacs? Running around with bombs and guns and, you know, what have you. It doesn't work like that. So it moves into its an invisible realm, onto a different frequency. You know, the worlds used to interface because, well, they still do interface. It's just that our sensitivity has shifted. So most of us can't see and feel and appreciate that. But we know, you know, when we're children, we can. And we have that degree of innocence. And so, you know, it's pretty obvious. So rekindle that relationship with Mother Nature, the Earthly Mother. That was the sixth of the Essene Seven. And the last one is peace with the Heavenly Father. So the peace with the Heavenly Father, it allows us to experience one power and one presence in our lives and in the universe. A doorway opens in our consciousness that accesses powerful, loving guidance and support from spiritual energies. One power, one presence in our lives and the universe. And the universe is one power, one presence. Doesn't that make things simple? Peace with the Heavenly Father. So there's a presence that is a singularity. It's the totality of everything. Everything that is, was, and ever shall be. Everything that could be. Everything that, you know, is possible and is impossible. It's the totality of all that, yeah? That's what the Heavenly Father is. So we go into that singular awareness of that experience. The unity consciousness, having a single focal point. And this is what Mike's really good at with his meditations, is this focus on soul consciousness, yeah? That's what it allows you to experience life as a point. As an infinitesimally small point, at the same time interfacing with an eternal, infinite, never-ending, flowing reality that's expressing and emerging through creativity, unlimited creativity in every direction simultaneously. The infinitesimally small and the eternally gigantic never ends. And it's all, there's no gaps in creation, it's a wonder. So coming into an experience of the oneness, which is the foundation of the superhero's way of being, allows us to experience tremendous, tremendous inner peace. And that's what we want. So the Heavenly Father also brings in the suggestion of the stars and the heavens. And we know that there's, you know, there's now literally hundreds of thousands of reports on the internet coming from every single country in the world, coming through not just modern experiences, but through antiquity and culture, the stories, the mythologies, the architecture, the artifacts, engravings in, you know, on caves, paintings, and on temples of our brothers and sisters from the stars. And the superhero is totally accepting of the fact that life just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. It never, never ends, you know? And of course there's beings in other worlds. How could there not be? Any sane person has to, you know, come to terms with that. And it's not a big deal at all. Just do a little study if you're having any difficulty with coming to terms with that there are beings in other worlds and on other dimensional frequencies, interdimensional beings and interplanetary beings. And some of these beings have been coming to the Earth for many thousands of years, and there's lots of evidence to support that. And most of them, almost all of them, are benevolent and ambassadors of a higher consciousness, of Christ consciousness. And if you want to look at that a little deeper, check out a book called Christ Consciousness by Norm Paulson. And you will be very, very, very glad to see that within the context of a spiritual aspirant who's moving along the path into Christ consciousness, that you see very clearly that there are beings from other worlds that are carrying that frequency. And all the stuff, like I've told a lot of you guys, that when David and I were writing Amazing Grace, we did a tremendous amount of research into the extraterrestrial conundrum, the phenomena. And we looked at a lot of stuff, and I probably looked at even more than him because I've kept it going. And it's just a simple fact of reality. And most of it, almost all of it, is highly benevolent, highly benevolent. But a lot of what's focused on in the world in terms of sensationalism, in terms of the media, in terms of government support for movies and for other things, is not benevolent. It's actually malevolent. But if you read Forbidden Truth, Hidden Knowledge by Dr. Stephen Greer, check out fastwalkers.com, check out the disclosureproject.org, disclosureproject.org, fastwalkers.com, Forbidden Truth, Hidden Knowledge, Dr. Stephen Greer, you will see that all of that stuff that's been focused on through the lens of the media and the popular sort of press, and a lot of the alternative UFO channels that are getting support on the net and with their literature, is malevolent, and it is not coming from out there. It's coming from in here, and it's coming from our own secret government and their experiments with equipment and technologies that they have commandeered through various ways. And I won't spoil the story, you can do your own research. And there's an amazing story going on in that realm. But that little bubble of darkness and basically the forces of materialism, greed, competition, war, and everything that's terrified of survival because it's over-identified with the physicality and materialism in the world, that little bubble is going to hell, okay? So be careful you don't get on board with too much overemphasis of the dark factors in the extraterrestrial conundrum, and get onto the bubble that's going into the heaven on earth experience. It's going up, up and away. And you can check that out. A nice bridging piece of work is The Coming of Tan by Riley Martin. That puts your heart at ease with what some of these ETs are. That's a very, very, very heartwarming and funny, hilarious piece of work. He's got The Coming of Tan .com, I think, and also RileyMartin.org, I think will get you there, or RileyMartin.com. Check out that stuff, it's fascinating. So it's good news all around. It's good news all around. Good news all around. So let's just have a few breaths in the peace, yeah? Remember, this is all you ever have to do, is surrender to the peace in love and gratitude with tremendous faith. and everything just happens automatically. You don't have to worry about stuff. You don't have to worry about remembering stuff. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. What am I going to do if this doesn't happen? Blah, 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 blah. Just get into this foundation relationship and bathe in it, bathe in it, bathe in it, bathe in it over and over and over and over and over till you become full of it. And you know you are. And everybody around you knows you are, you know. And let it inspire you. Let it give you the power to be who you truly are, you know. It's the best deal in town. Yes, yes, yes. So, I think we're pretty complete. Homework. Listen to the good doctor. Continue with the practices of last week. Turn up the heat with the practices of last week. Do more ho'oponopono. Do more heart and soul meditation. Listen to that stuff that Brother Michael did. Watch that audio file again. Watch that video again. Watch this one again. I'm going to send out the sevenfold piece that I've just been reading to you. And you can do your own research on that. Get into the Essenes. It's amazing. Check out gregbraden.com, The Science of Compassion. gregbraden.com, The Science of Compassion. Practice the five sense meditation that Justin's going to send out after this broadcast. Practice the five sense meditation. That's the main meditation to practice at least twice a day through all of this week until we come back next time. Any other audio files there from Brother Michael? Any other recommendations for homework? Keep your journaling going. Keep talking to your partners. I want communication, action, enthusiasm, and action, action, action through practice, 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 practice. Get more into this experience of this divine peace. It's your absolute foundation, and you need to be rock solid for the trials and tribulations and initiations that are coming ahead of us all while we're ascending together, okay? And we need to drop the sandbags and let go of the ballast and all of the stuff that is keeping us attached to the physical material world, okay? That's all we have to do. So this is Dr. Nick Good signing off now from Kauai with so much love and blessings and appreciation to you guys. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Any questions, just get them onto the survey. Justin sent you the email for doing all that. He'll send you a reminder. Any questions, and I'll do another audio file. That's more of your homework as well. If you asked any questions, if you want any those questions answered, I did an audio file the other day, and it's got the answers to all those questions that you were answering, all right? So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank me by going for it, going for it, going for it, going for it. There's nothing in the world that will give you what you already have inside of you. Nothing at all. Okay? Get that one really, really clear. It's a big illusion. It's a big drama. And it does what we tell it to do. What you feel, you attract. What you believe, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you believe, you become. So much love, so much love, so much love. This is Dr. Nick Good blessing you with so much gratitude and appreciation and aloha from the sacred lands of the Hawaiian Islands. Blessings, blessings, blessings. You are a superhero. You are a superhero. Aloha.